This is Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson.
My name is Dr. Andrew Arthur. I'm a board-certified pediatrician and medical director of pediatrics and the Health on Tucson clinics at El Rio Health. I'm also the current president of the Arizona Asthma Coalition. So asthma is a common disease that we see in pediatrics and in adult medicine. In pediatrics, it's almost 1 in 10 children that have problems with asthma in Arizona. Most children who have asthma have problems with recurrent wheezing, recurrent cough, difficulty breathing, chest tightness. So those are the most common symptoms that people present with. Another key idea is that children with asthma more often than not have multiple triggers for their asthma. So it might be a viral infection, which is probably the most common trigger. It can be exercise. It can be an allergen or something in the air that they breathe, pollen or dust mites or pollution or a strong odor, cigarette smoke. So a variety of things that are in the air can trigger problems with asthma. But in smaller children, the number one trigger for the wheezing is usually a viral infection. In older children, probably exercise is the more common trigger. Asthma can present at any age, adulthood, older child, adolescent, or even a young child, preschooler, or infant. But about 1 out of 3 children who have a significant wheezing as an infant or toddler go on to develop asthma. Most don't. So, right, 2 out of 3 don't. Looking for that child who has recurrent cough or wheezing with exercise and active play, recurrent cough with drinking a cold liquid or getting happy, excited, or cough or wheezing that interrupts sleep on a recurrent basis, especially when someone doesn't have a cold. We have tools now that were not available 10, 15 years ago. And so our expectations for how well someone can live their life, even having chronic asthma, has totally changed, especially in the past 20 to 30 years. Tucson Medical Center and Banner University Medical Center. So we have a variety of resources. And then there are specialists to help us with the very, very difficult cases of asthma. And these would be allergists and pulmonologists in the community. My name is Dr. Andrew Arthur. I'm a board-certified pediatrician, and I'm the medical director of pediatrics and the Health on Tucson clinics at El Rio Health. And it's my pleasure to speak with you today.
You have been listening to Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson, made possible by Vitalist Health Foundation to elevate community health narratives. Find out more on the program page at kxei.org.